ओम शांति। एक्सपीरियंसिंग पावर ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन। पावर ऑफ कॉन्सेंट्रेशन is the most elevated power. In our life, if we really would like to get success, in each and every task, we need to have two things in our life. One is very good power of concentration. And second thing is treasure of happiness. If we would have these two things, we can get success in any task in our life. Power of concentration is related with mind and intellect. And for that, we really need to have very clear analysis of these two powers. When we are considering ourselves as a soul, that is, as a mass of energy, living energy, we must understand which subtle power is mind and which subtle power is intellect. After knowing these subtle powers, we can use properly them in each and every task. And we can control them also properly. Baba has said that if you would have very good controlling and ruling power over mind and intellect, the mind and intellect would be very cooperative and would be very good friends of yours. That is why I would like to give you an example so you can get clear analysis in these two powers. Have you seen Tower of Peace in Pandav Bhavan? Have you seen? Sure? Okay. Second question, can you please tell me something about Tower of Peace, please? How is that? Very good tower is that? Tower of Peace is in front, and then Tower of Knowledge, Tower of Might, and Tower of Purity. Okay? And that is the memorial of Brahma Baba's elevated stage. I ask you two questions. Have you seen Tower of Peace in Pandav Bhavan? You were looking at me. Okay? But some power was visualizing that Tower of Peace. Okay? That was the power, that was the visualization power of intellect. That was your intellect. And second question, can you please tell me something about Tower of Peace? Oh, Tower of Peace is really very good tower. That is a memorial of Brahma Baba stage. This and that. That was your mind. Mind was thinking about the Tower of Peace. Understand what I mean? Visualization power is intellect and thinking power is mind. This is a clear analysis. Intellect has two functions. Intellect acts as a judge also. Intellect has a judgment power. And intellect act as a visualization power also. Yes. Someone asked you, would you like to go to Madhuban? There were two thoughts, yes or no. An intellect was judged, an intellect has given the judgment yes, then you reserve your seat and then you reach here. For performing every action, intellect takes judgment. Intellect is like a visualization power also and judgment power also. Now, in this power of concentration, if you really would like to develop your power of concentration, you focus the eye of intellect on a particular object. Say for instance, Baba. In Paramdham, you just focus the eye of intellect on Baba. Then automatically your mind will think about Baba's form, Baba's powers, Baba's qualities, Baba's virtues, Baba's knowledge. Automatically your mind will think about only Baba. Right. Mind is a follower of intellect. Intellect is a boss of our mind. Intellect is a director of our mind. Intellect is a controller of our mind. And mind is follower of intellect. Now when you are visualizing Baba, after a while your mind can wander here and there. In this situation, what we have to do? Check where is your intellect, mind, that is not on Baba, that is not thinking about Baba. Your mind, intellect was on Baba, intellect went away from Baba. First check where is your intellect and then change the eye of intellect on Baba. As much the checking power and changing power will increase, that much your concentration power will increase. As much the checking power and changing power will increase, your concentration power will increase automatically. In another words, you can say, watch where your intellect, that is not on Baba, that is somewhere else, wondering. Watch it, catch it, and then match it on Baba, put it on Baba. As much your watching power, catching power and matching power is increasing, your concentration power will increase automatically. If you would like to improve this concentration power, sit in solitude and watch your intellect and mind properly. Pay full attention on your intellect and mind properly and give direction to your intellect. Focus that eye of intellect on Baba as long as you can, and if sometimes that intellect is going somewhere else, check and change again. Put it on Baba. Check and change. In this way you can improve your concentration power gradually and gradually. In future, there would be subtle attack of Maya on our intellect. Maya attack first intellect. Why? Because intellect is a communication through which we are receiving power. That's why Maya attacks on communication. Maya attack on intellect. If you would like to keep your mind and intellect free from the enemy Maya all the day long, keep on wearing the godly dress of godly intoxication throughout the day. armor of godly intoxication throughout the day. Maintain very good self-respect. Experience very good intoxication, godly intoxication. And when you would have very good godly intoxication, then there won't be influence of Maya on your mind and intellect. Your mind and intellect would be free from the enemy Maya. Understand? As much the concentration power increase, as much the intellect would be focused on Baba, automatically we would receive power from Baba gradually, and then automatically our soul become powerful, mind and intellect also become powerful, and then they would work properly and efficiently in all the situations. By the result of that, you can maintain very good concentration power all the time. If you really would like to experience volcanic stage of yoga, extremely powerful stage of yoga, in that yoga fire, our sins can burn. We can get free from the traces of vices easily. You need to have very good concentration power for that. Because concentration power acts as a lens in that process of yoga. For instance, if you would like to burn the piece of paper in sunlight, if you put that paper in sunlight, that paper cannot burn. But if you use magnifying lens, automatically the rays from the sun will pass through that magnifying lens, and that rays become powerful like a laser beam, laser rays. And that powerful rays will concentrate on one point on that paper, and that will create tremendous temperature, tremendous energy, solar energy, and fire can start, and that paper can burn quickly in that fire. In this way, in yoga we are receiving the rays of powers from Sun of Knowledge, Baba. Intellect, that rays can pass through the intellect, and then automatically that rays can become powerful, and that powerful rays can fall on the soul and create tremendous energy, spiritual energy. yoga fire, and in that yoga fire our sins can burn quickly. But in this process we really need to have very good concentration power. Hundred percent concentration must be on Baba, not single percent distraction there. This is a very good memorial of our concentration power in scripture. We experience very good concentration power in confluence age. There is a very good example of Arjuna related with this concentration power. The preceptor of Arjuna, Guru, was Dronacharya. And Dronacharya was teaching concentration power to Arjuna and some friends of Arjuna. And one day, the Guru wants to check or examine their concentration power. And for that, he fixed one artificial bird on a tree. And then he said that you have to hit the eyeball of that bird. Eyeball. In the eyes, there is an eyeball. You have to hit the eyeball of that bird. Now he was calling one after another, the friends of Arjuna. Okay, come here. What you are seeing? What you are visualizing? Well, I am visualizing the eye of bird, the birds also, the tree also. Okay, next. What you are seeing? I also seeing that bird also, eyes also, tree also. Okay, next. Arjuna, come. What you are seeing? I am not seeing anything except the eyeball of that bird. Only eyeball. Okay, hit the eyeball. And he hit that and he got pass with honor. In this same way, we must focus the eye of our intellect only on Baba as a supreme star in Paramdham. Baba is like a supreme star in Paramdham. Just focus the eye of intellect fully on Baba. Then automatically you would receive tremendous powers from the source, unlimited source of spiritual energy, Baba. In physics there is a law of contact energy. When you are getting contact with Baba through the eye of intellect, then automatically the energy will pass towards the soul in the soul. In the process of yoga, we must keep on visualizing Baba, 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 just point of light. Fix the eye of your intellect on Baba. You must not allow the eye of intellect of away from Baba. But for that, if you really would like to have very good connection with Baba, very good concentration on Baba, then you need to experience these two aspects of yoga. Self, very good self-realization and very good God-realization. Experience of deep soul conscious stage and experience of deep God conscious stage. Then only you can maintain very good concentration in this process of yoga. Deep understanding and experience of soul consciousness. Who really am I? How really am I? Who am I? I am very tiny and shining point of divine light. This is my existence in this world. This is my true existence in this world. Just as there in the sky there are living dead stars, they are shining also. As there are stars, dead stars in the sky, I am the living star of this earth. Sparkling stars, shining star, wonderful star, radiant star, radiating the light of spirituality in this atmosphere. Visualize very clearly yourself as a point of light. Who am I? I am a point of light. But how am I? I am a very special point of light. God has selected me. I have some specialities. That's why He selected me. He wants my help in His task of transformation of this old world in a new world. That's why I am really a very special soul. Maintain very good self-respect, intoxication. I am the light of Baba's eyes. Visualize very clearly and be in that stage as long and as you can, then experience different qualities of a soul, peace, bliss, happiness, purity, one after another, and enjoy that very nicely. Experience wonderful aura of divine light all around you. I, the soul, have a wonderful aura of divine light all around me. I experience blissful state. maintain and sustain this true consciousness, real consciousness and royal consciousness, that is soul consciousness. This is a foundation of our Brahmin life. Experiencing deep soul consciousness is a foundation of our Brahmin life. The foundation must be very deep and very concrete and very strong, very powerful. Next aspect, how is really Baba? In Paramdham, visualize very clearly Baba's form. Baba also is point of light. I am also point of light. I am superstar, he is a supreme star. I am superstar and he is a supreme star. He have his supremacy. Whatever the qualities I am having, peace, bliss, happiness, he have that same qualities, but he is the ocean of that qualities. In that point there are seven oceans. Such a wonderful star is Baba. Ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, ocean of happiness, ocean of purity, ocean of knowledge, ocean of might. Like these seven oceans are there in that point, supreme point of light. It's a tremendous source of spiritual energy. From the sun of knowledge, the light, spiritual light is radiating throughout the three world constantly. Constantly, throughout the three world. The light of this physical sun is radiating only in this corporeal world, but the light of spiritual sun is spreading or radiating throughout the three world. Such a powerful that spiritual sun is. Visualize Baba's form. He's the most beautiful being in this three world. All the souls have black spots impurity because of the influence of vices, but he is the most beautiful being in this world. Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Satyam means ever truthful. Sivam means ever benefactor. Sundaram means ever beautiful. Such a wonderful supreme point light is. Visualize very clearly and deeply, enjoy his beauty and experience his form. Sit in certain Paramdham very close to Baba and just enjoy his company. Then focus the eye of intellect on Baba. While being there, just focus the eye of intellect on Baba and then keep on receiving the spiritual powers. and experience powerful stage of yoga. Experience powerful stage of yoga. But if you really would like to receive tremendous power from Baba, your consciousness must be powerful. What does it really mean? I am Master Almighty Soul. Not only a soul, but I am Master Almighty Soul. I am powerful soul. If you would have such type of the powerful consciousness, then only you can receive maximum power from our tremendous energy from Baba, from spiritual son, Baba. That's why while sitting in yoga, we must maintain powerful consciousness of the soul. Okay? Clear? Now if you really would like to become the master of yoga, you must know clear understanding about mind and intellect. Mainly there are five things about mind and intellect. If you know these things and if you practice these things, you would be a master of yoga. First thing, what type of the mind is required for yoga? What type of the intellect is required for yoga? Mind must be very calm and cool and light. Calm and cool and light. Such type of the mind can work in yoga efficiently. Mind must be very cool and quiet and light. You must not allow any burden or any heaviness on your mind and intellect. Intellect must be very active, alert and fresh. Intellect must be very active, alert and fresh. Such type of the intellect is working very efficiently in yoga and can maintain very good connection with Baba. Now, second aspect regarding mind and intellect. Intellect is a visualization power and mind is thinking power. Intellect is a visualization power and mind is thinking power. And third aspect, what is the relation in between these two powers? Intellect is a manager of mind and mind is a follower of our intellect. And fourth aspect, how we must use these two powers in yoga? Just be in soul conscious stage first of all. Then focus the eye of intellect on Shiv Baba in Paramdham or in subtle world, on the forehead of Brahma Baba, on Shiv Baba. And however the long time the eye of intellect would visualize to Baba, your mind would be busy with Baba. and you can maintain very good connection with Baba. And fifth aspect, we are in the kingdom of Maya. Throughout the day, we are working in the kingdom of Maya. And if you would like to keep them safe, always keep on wearing the dress of godly intoxication, armor of godly intoxication. The secret of maintaining elevated stage of yoga is to maintain very good self-respect throughout the day. We must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect, and we must control and rule these two powers nicely. We must experience self-sovereignty throughout the day. Now, in this yoga process, how do you know you are progressing in yoga? If you are practicing yoga since 10 years or 5 years or 1 year, how do you know that your yoga is improving or not? In yoga, our consciousness is distributing. Suppose I am a new practitioner of yoga. I can visualize Baba in Paramdham with 10% consciousness, and 90% consciousness would be here in this harmony hall. Now I must transfer my consciousness 10 to 20 there, 20 to 30 there, 30 to 40 there, 40 there means 60 here. 50 there, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 there and 0 here, that is the sign of karmative stage. That is the deepest stage of yoga. Full conscious and full time. Constantly. That is the destination of yoga. That is why we must transfer our consciousness gradually and gradually towards Baba. And we must enjoy Baba's company with that maximum consciousness with Baba. When Brahma Baba was karmatit, at that time anybody could experience from Baba's face, oh, Baba is sitting physically here, but he already transferred there. Or his full consciousness, he already transferred there. He is 100% present with you, Baba. His consciousness, he already transferred fully. And he is sitting with you, Baba, with full consciousness. Anybody could observe from Baba's eyes. Oh, Baba is physically here, but mentally he's there. Fully he's there. He's not anymore here. That is why in yoga we must keep on transferring our consciousness gradually and gradually towards Baba by increasing concentration power. And when you improve your concentration power, then you would experience Baba is your whole world. Baba is your whole world. you would be detached from this old world and you could experience Baba is your whole world. That is why sit in peace palace Paramdham. Along with Baba and enjoy Baba's powers, Baba's qualities, Baba's vibrations. He's a best, he's my best companion. Enjoy his company. Be there. As much the love will increase, the percentage of love will increase in your heart for Baba. Your heart must overflow with the godly love. Your heart must overflow with godly love. And then only you could experience oneness with Baba, you would be deeply lost in an ocean of love, Baba. And that loveful stage can easily transfer in a powerful stage of yoga. Once you experience oneness, you are combined with Baba, because it's an ocean of powers, then automatically that loveful stage can transfer easily in a powerful stage of yoga. Love is like a magnetic power. Baba is far, far away, but by the power of magnetic love, you could experience Baba is in front of you, Baba is with you. You could experience oneness, combined state with Baba. You can experience Baba as the light of your eye, third eye. Baba is in my eye. Yogi souls are most fortunate souls in this world. Why? Because they are always being in the eye of Baba, they are becoming the light of God's eyes. This is the highest fortune in this world. Becoming the light of Baba's eyes, this is the highest fortune in this world. And yogi souls, they can get this highest fortune. They experience this. Because they are always having tremendous love only with Baba. Now, can we have very deep experience and powerful experience of yoga for a while? Can we have? Then just relax yourself and be alert. Because the goddess of Maya, goddess of sleep is around here. That's why just be alert. Yes. She's moving around here in this hall. And just think that you are sitting at Amrut Vela for having a wonderful experience of yoga. And follow my words. Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize deeply and clearly that I am a very tiny point of divine light sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a twinkling star a living star radiant star sparkling star peaceful star spreading the light of peace in the form of waves in this atmosphere. I am a pure soul radiating divine light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. experiencing blissful state. How fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form. As a very tiny and bright star. I, the soul, is sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards going beyond this corporeal world, far beyond the moon and stars and sun. Oh, how wonderful is this subtle one. Here everywhere is snow white, bright, divine light. I adopt the dress of angel. Oh, the emperor of angels. Sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in angelic form. Oh, I could see clearly my beloved Shiv Baba is also in Brahma Baba. Baba is giving me love field drishti. The ocean of love, Baba, is giving me love field drishti. I become lost in the ocean of love. I could see tears of love in Baba's eyes. He tells me that I am extremely happy. That I found my long lost child. He tells me that he experienced any relationship with me in this subtle world. He tells me that he experienced me as your father. And experienced true fatherly love with me. Experience me as your preceptor. Experience the hand of blessing on your fair head. My hand of blessing is on your forehead. He tells me that experience me as your best friend. Walk with me talk with me play with me share the feeling of your heart with me. How lucky am I am experiencing relationship directly with God and filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul, is living the dreams of angel and flying upwards. Towards the soul world, oh, how beautiful is this soul world, golden red divine light, sweet silence, deep silence is here. Sweetest Father, Shiv Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. You are so merciful, Baba. I was suffering in the ocean of sorrow. And you lifted me, Baba. You adopted me, Baba, and you put me in the lap of your super sensitive joy. I never dreamed that I would found you. Baba, you are my whole world, Baba. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. My heart is overflowing with godly love. I am going closer and closer to Baba and getting lost in his arm of light and might. Getting lost in ocean of love, deeply lost in ocean of love. I become combined with Baba. Experience oneness with Baba. Nothing and no one can separate me from Baba. I am visualizing very clearly and deeply Baba's sweet form.